So today marks the most auspicious anniversary appearance of Srila Advaita Acharya. He is one of the most illustrious members of the Panchatantra. So we say Jaya Shri Krishna
Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaudama. Yes. So we'll read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and then discuss something about the glories of Srila Advaita Acharya. So you can repeat. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So we shall read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Adi Leela, chapter number 6, and it's entitled The Glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. So we'll read several texts. Text number 26. Maha Vishnura Amsa Advaita Gunadama Ishpare Abhedatini Advaita Purnanama. Translation and purports by Sri Prabhupada. Translation of this verse. Sri Advaita, who is a reservoir of virtuous, is the main limb of Mahavishnu. His full name is Advaita, for he is identical in all respects with that Lord. Text 27. Purve Yachi Kaila Sarva Vishvera Shrijana Avatari Kaila Eve Bhakti Pravatana. Translation. As he had formerly created all the universes, now he descended to introduce the path of bhakti. Text 28. Jiva Nistarila Krishna Bhakti Karidana Gita Bhagavate Kala Bhakti Re Vyakhyana. Translation. He delivered all living beings by offering them the gift of Krishna Bhakti. He explained the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although Sri Advaita Prabhu is an incarnation of Vishnu, for the welfare of the conditioned souls, he manifested himself as a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And throughout all his activities, he showed himself to be an eternal servant. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda also manifested the same principle, although they also belong to the category of Vishnu. If Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Advaita Prabhu had exhibited their all-powerful Vishnu potencies within this material world, people would have become greater impersonalists, mourners, and self-worshippers than they had already become under the spell of this age. Therefore, the personality of Godhead and its different incarnations and forms play the parts of devotees to instruct conditioned souls how to approach the transcendental stage of devotional service. Advaitacharya especially intended to teach the conditioned souls about devotional service. The word acharya means teacher. The special function of such a teacher is to make people Krishna conscious. A bona fide teacher, following in the footsteps of Advaitacharya, has no other business than to spread the principles of Krishna consciousness all over the world. The real qualification of an acharya is that he presents himself as a servant of the Supreme. Such a bona fide acharya can never support the demoniac activities of atheistic men who present themselves as God. It is the main business of an acharya to defy such impostors posing as God before the innocent public. So we'll just read two more verses in our short report. Text 29. Bhakti upadesha vinu tadra nahi karya ateva nama aila Advaita Acharya. Since he has no other occupation than to teach devotional service, his name is Advaita Acharya. Text 30. Vaishnavera Guru Tenmo Jagatera Arya Doi Nama Milane Aila Advaita Acharya. Translation. He is the spiritual master of all devotees and is the most revered personality in the world. By a combination of these two names, his name is Advaita Acharya. Sri Advaita Acharya is the prime spiritual master of the Vaishnavas, and he is worshipable by all Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas must follow in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya, for by so doing, one can actually engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Gadadhara Srivastani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. After Srila Prabhupada took sannyas in Mathura, he was trying in various ways to leave for the Western world, to follow the principal instruction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to take the message of Lord Chaitanya and the holy name of the world, holy name, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, to every town and village. So prior to his leaving for the Western world, he came finally to the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, just near Yogapet, up from our Sri Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir in Mayapur. It's the Gaudiya Math place. It's the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, and then after that he went to one other place which I'm about to describe. Before he went to the docks in Calcutta to board the Jaladuta to take that very arduous and, you know, very, you could say, difficult journey to the Western world. And it was even more difficult to preach for the first year in New York City itself. So, one time, some of our devotees who were foreign body, not Indian body, from the Western world, they went to Shantipur. How many of you have been to Shantipur? What is special about Shantipur? It is the? Yes, it is the household place, beautiful temple there, deeds. It is the household place of Srila Advaita Acharya. So, many, many years later, after Srila Prabhupada left the planet, devotees used to hardly go to Shantipur. So in the late 70s, early 80s, devotees started going to Shantipur, the different holy places of Navadvip Mandala. Nowadays in ISKCON, on the, what's it, appearance day of Madhavendra, this is 2 or 3 days before Goa Purnima, everyone goes to Shantipur and we feed practically, you know, 150,000, 200,000 people, you know, full plates of prasad. And it's like many buses go to Shantipur. It's about 3.5 hours away. So some of the devotees from the West, that means not Indian bodied, they were visiting Shantipur, and they were perhaps the first and a non-Indian body devotees to come to Shantipur after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada in 1977. So they took along with them some Bhakti Guardian magazines. Now in our old Bhakti Guardian magazines, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, you'll find that there's a full picture of Srila Prabhupada on the inside cover, the old magazines. So when he took his magazines there, in English, obviously, and they started distributing to the villages, but nobody would take because they cannot read English. Spirit. So the old elderly pujari was there. He caught a glimpse of that photo on the inside cover, and he motioned to him, right? So immediately when he saw the photograph on the inside cover of the old BTG magazine, Pentagon, he profusely started crying. So they couldn't understand what was going on. So they immediately contacted our temple and said, you know, this man is uncontrollably crying, he's mumbling something in Bengali here, and we don't know what to do, and he's holding on to our hands, and you know, he doesn't want to let us go, please come. So, and he's pointing to the photo, So, some Bengali devotees came, and then later on, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami came after that to the place, and he speaks fluent Bengali, and he started talking to the pujari. And the pujari said, this man, where is he? This Swami, this sannyasi, where is he? So then His Holiness Jayapataka Swami started explaining to him how he went all over the world and he brought us here. And he's no more. He has left us in 1977. As soon as he heard that, he started even more profusely crying, practically on the ground, almost fainting, and so forth. So they couldn't understand. So then they said, no, then take me to his samadhi. He said, no, his samadhi is in Vrindavan. But we also have 1 year, his last dalam, Pushpa Samadhi. Take me there. At that time, our Samadhi building in Mayapur was not even completed. You know, it was still being under construction. So they brought him to our temple, Iskcon temple in Mayapur, showed him the details. So they took him to one room, and he started explaining why he's acting the way he's acting. He said, I knew him when he just took sannyas and he came here. And he was coming here for several days in a row. And he wouldn't come in front of me because I was a younger pujari then. And he would stay a little distance towards the back. People used to come and take darshan and leave. And he was always standing in the back and sometimes sitting down, and he had your japa beads like that, and he was always crying. And then he said, oh, Swamiji is crying, you can see he's a sannyasi, and so forth. And he didn't disturb him at all. So one evening, when he was there during the days of pujari, he went away and he came in the evening. And he saw that our Srila Prabhupada was still in the same place crying. And that's at least about 4 or 5 hours. And he was so absorbed in his crying, he was mumbling something to himself in the Bengali language. So this pujari happened to stand behind him and he was hearing. And he was hearing words like, oh, Sitanath. You know who Sitanath? Who? Advaita Charya. His wife's name is Sitata Purani. He's praying to Advaita Charya. Oh, I am not qualified to do what my Guru Maharaj asked me to do. I am here without your mercy. I am begging you. I am leaving soon in a couple of days to take this, you know, ship from Javadutta. It's like a goods freighter ship, not even a passenger liner. Like that. You please help me. He was praying to a greater child. And this Punjabi, he would say, first he thought that this is a crazy man. You know, he's crazy. He saw him crying every day, let him be. When he heard this, he's praying to Advaita Acharya, and he's saying these words, he said, maybe he's more crazy. Now he's thinking of taking one ship and going to the west, because he's saying in Bengali. He said, this old man, he's crying, he wants to go to the west. Maybe he's more crazy. Pujari was feeling good. So then finally he came and he took darshan of the deities closely. And then he sent Pujari, you know like how Pujari is, huh? Take some. Look at these whitish sweets, you know, little one. Take me. So Prabhupada took some Mahaprasad and he left. And he said the next morning he was looking for him, he couldn't find him. And he couldn't find him after that for so many, many years. And finally he found him today in this Back to Godhead magazine on the inside of the front cover. That he couldn't believe it. And he was expressing how Srila Prabhupada was praying that he is not qualified to do this. He's not qualified. He was expressing that how Prabhupada was praying. He said he couldn't believe that this personality did this. Seeing all the foreign devotees around and so on. So on this auspicious occasion, of Srila Advaita Acharya's appearance there, our Srila Prabhupada, he took the last mercy of the last personality who was a member of the Panchatattva, and then he boarded the Jala Duta. Prior to that, he took the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, begged for mercy, then he went to Shantipur, because Shantipur from there is nearer to Calcutta. And he went to Shantipur. That priest now, that priest in the temple is late, he passed his body. And then they have given us some sort of proprietorship over the temple in Shantipur. And ISKCON has invested a lot of money there. You'll see now the places changed a little bit, you know, for our devotees to go take darshan and stay there sometimes and come back. So they've given us that. So that money comes from the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust. Prabhupada created a charity trust in his name that you must renovate and sort of maintain all the holy places in Vrajana, in Navadvipa. So in various places like Jayadev Goswami's place and other places in Navadvipa Mandal. Our Bhakti Goswami Charitable Trust renovates, maintains, keeps it clean, and so forth. So Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Now, there are three principles to understand. One is the Ishvara principle, the controlling principle. And the other is the Maya principle, the bewilderment principle, like that. And the other is the jiva principle, that means the living entity, the spirit soul. Advaita Acharya belongs to the Ishvara principle as an incarnation of two personalities. From the front side, Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. And when you see Advaita Acharya from the back side, you know, when you see him from the back, he's an incarnation of Sadashiva. It's Sadashiva and Mahavishnu in one form, but from two different perspectives, from the front and from the back. It cannot be materially understood. So don't try to understand too much. That's the best we can do to explain. He personally, sorry. this speaker is right next to it. This speaker cannot turn. Can turn. So there's a speaker. So Advaita Acharya is the first personality in the form of a devotee leaving the Mahavishnu Ishvara principle to become a devotee. This is a swarup, a form of a bhakta. Bhakta avatar, bhakta shaktika. Bhakta avatar. So this personality is called a bhakta avatar. He has descended in the form of a devotee, although he is an incarnation. So he is the first personality and the eldest. He is a god brother of Ishvara Ishvara Puri, who is the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, and he's a disciple of Srila Madhavananda Puri. But he's the first person to actually take this form of a devotee, although he is a form of Vishnu originally, to petition and to beg Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to descend into this world. So the reason why he did this, he saw that the people at that time were so much misled, and they were simply absorbed in the bodily conception of life and sinful activities. Even at that time, in Bengal. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said about Advaita Acharya, Srila Prabhupada said, it is he, Advaita Acharya, who has inaugurated the Krishna consciousness movement. Because he's the first one who begged and petitioned for Lord Chaitanya to appear. And Srila Prabhupada said that he wants to give people Krishna because they have completely forgotten Krishna. And he himself, as Advaita Acharya, could have done it. Could have done it. But he himself felt completely not qualified. And therefore he begged Lord Chaitanya to come to do it. But he could have done it. But he felt not qualified. And he said, Srila Prabhupada said, this is Vaishnava behavior. This is the behavior of a Vaishnava preacher, especially a Vaishnava preacher. The Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada says, is just like a basic child, paradukha dukhi. In other words, always thinking how to deliver the conditioned souls from the captivation of this illusionary material world. And Prabhupada said, and especially, and he quoted like from an English way, especially they want to just eat, drink, and be merry. He said, Advaita Acharya came to save them from that. Eat, drink, and be merry. Now, when one is thinking of how to always deliver the fallen conditioned soul, then he becomes, to some extent, an Ishvara. And in that extent, an Ishvara is called an Acharya. Because an Acharya can control people not to leave his influence to go back to Maya. Like you become influenced by an Acharya not to go back to eat, drink, and be merry in the material. So that sense of control is there because the influence of the bhakti shakti of the Acharya will not lead you astray, and it will keep you within the influence of the association of devotees and within the influence of the practice of Krishna consciousness, especially chanting the holy names
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Now one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the best lesson to learn from the life, the teachings, and the behavior of Srila Advaita Acharya? So Srila Prabhupada said, haven't you read my books? Aren't you reading my books? And the disciple asked, yes, there's so much to read, but where do we find it? And Srila Prabhupada said, you go to my Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you go to this Madhya Leela, I'm about to read, third canto, text 38 to 41. And it will describe very nicely what is an ideal householder's life in the mood and in the behavior of Srila Advaita Acharya. So I shall read. Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 3, text 38 to 41, and then Prabhupada gives the purport. And I'll read the purport. Prabhupada says, this is ideal householder's life. The husband and wife live together, and the husband works very hard to secure paraphernalia for worshipping Lord Vishnu. The wife at home cooks a variety of foods for Lord Vishnu, and the husband offers it to the deity. After that, Aarti is performed, and the prasadam is distributed amongst family members and guests. According to the Vedic principle, there must always be a guest in a householder's house. In my childhood, I have actually seen my father receive not less than 4 guests every day. And in those days, my father's income was not very great. They were poor, average. Nonetheless, there was no difficulty in offering prasadam to at least 4 guests every day. According to Vedic principles, a householder, before taking lunch, should go outside and shout very loudly to see if there is anyone without food. In this way, he invites people to take prasadam. If someone comes, the householder offers it prasadam, and if there's not much left, he should offer his own portion to the guest. If no one responds to his call, the householder can accept his own lunch. Thus, the householder's life is also a kind of austerity. Because of this, the householder's life is called Grihastha Ashram. Although a person may live with his wife and children happily in Krishna consciousness, he also observes the regulative principles followed in any temple. If there is no Krishna consciousness, the householder's abode is called Griha Mehi house. Householders in Krishna consciousness are actually Grihasthas, that is, those living in the ashram with their families and children. Advaita Acharya was an ideal Grihastha, and his house was the ideal Grihastha ashram. So there you have it, Prabhupada's instructions to this inquiry from this devotee. You can read it, you can note it down, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela chapter 3, text 38 to 41, and in that particular purport. Now we'll conclude as the aarti is here. Which Srila Prabhupada and Advaita Acharya again. Srila Prabhupada was a student at the Scottish Church's College in Calcutta. Now, in Bengal, West Bengal especially, there is a famous organizer and director of a drama, you know, plays like that. And his name was Amrit love moves. Famous. So this famous playwright, director, and you know, rehearsals with drama people, Amrita Bose, and he came to Scottish Churches Colleges, you know, brought by the management to help them to perform drama like that. So Abhay Charan, at that time Srila Prabhupada, he was the leader amongst his friends, like that. So Abhay Charan and his friends, influencing his friends, told Amrita Bose that, look, if you ever want to perform a drama here amongst us, you know, we are Bengalis. This may be Scottish Church's college, but we are Bengalis. So we should do something on the life and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And immediately Amrita Bose said, yes, but I have to confirm with the British Raj, the manager. He said, don't worry, I will confess it. So he helped them perform, rehearse and perform a drama on Chaitanya Leela. So then, since this Chaitanya Leela was always played all over West Bengal, and people only used to pay 50 paisa, half a rupee, to go into a theatre and see the dramas of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. So Mr. Bose, he argued with Abhay Charan, our Srila Prabhupada. He said, you know, all of you are amateurs. They are professionals doing this in the theatre, and for half a rupee, they will see. What is the value of our amateur production? He's arguing with Srila Prabhupada. And what did Srila Prabhupada say? That Srila Prabhupada said, at that time as a student in Scottish Church's College of Abhay Charan, he told Amrita Bose these words. He said, they should appreciate our performance of Lord Chaitanya so much that after seeing it, they will never agree to sin again. He told Amrita Bose. So this other one, he said, Abhay Charan, you are right. That they're going seeing these professional actors in these theatres, but they're still coming back and sinning. Okay, we will do it. That they should see your production, your acting, so that they agree never to sin again. Just see his heart is like that, even then. Even before meeting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's how highly cultured he is and was from birth. So now, this established, eminent director, well known all over West Bengal, Amrita Bose, he's directing the plays. People will come, because he's well known. So he volunteered his services and he started training all these young boys, practically Scottish Church's College. Young men, young boys. He said, but on one condition, he made a condition, that they should not perform publicly unless he said the production was perfect. He said, otherwise my name, I am Amrita Bose, eminent director of place, my name. If I say go, then so they practiced for how long? For more than 1 year. And Amrita Bose said, not ready, not satisfied, not ready, not satisfied. And by each other and his friends came years and years and years the Chaitanya prayed. And finally, after over 1 year, Amira was, okay, now we'll do a stage performance in a not so aristocratic theater, some small place, trial run. After that we'll do trial run. And can you take a nice educated guess on this auspicious day? Which part did Abhacharan play? You don't know Prabhupada's life. You should remember this one is most auspicious day. Abhacharan played the part of Shiva Advaita Acharya. What happened? When Abhacharan came onto the stage, playing the part of Advaita Acharya. And what's Advaita Acharya's part in Chaitanya Leela? First, before Lord Chaitanya could come? Crying, begging, offering Ganga Jal on his Shalingam to the Ganga. Please come, please come. And when Amracharan was playing the part of Advaita Acharya, begging the Lord Chaitanya to come in this drama, Amritlal Bose noticed in the audience that people were crying like anything. People were crying like anything. At first, Abhacharan could not understand also why they were crying. And Amritlal Bose also couldn't understand why they were crying. And then, Srila Prabhupada Abhacharan himself had this full realization that the players were amateurs, although they were well trained. But because Abhay was the leader, he didn't sing, because Abhay was the leader, he put in the devotion and spirit like that. And as a result, the audience, because they were sincere in seeing their humble attempts in playing Chaitanya Leela, they were moved and they were crying. So when Srila Prabhupada saw that they were crying and they were moved like that, he himself later on, when he became the founder Acharya, he himself said, never will I ever play any part in any drama again. This was Srila Prabhupada's first drama performance and his last in Scottish churches. So, when one disciple asked him, why Srila Prabhupada? He said, no, I cannot say. But do you know why? Because Srila Prabhupada is eternally in Chaitanya Leela. When he plays the part of Advaita Acharya, people feel the presence of Advaita Acharya. And he just couldn't handle that. He just couldn't accept it that, I am not Advaita Acharya. But when I play the part, people feel the presence of Advaita Acharya. So he just couldn't do it. Just couldn't. Such utter humility. Just couldn't. Very special person. On this auspicious day, he took the last blessings of Advaita Acharya and Shantipur before going to the rest. And on this auspicious day, he played one part in one only drama, the part of Srila Advaita Acharya, begging Lord Chaitanya to come. Begging Lord Chaitanya. Now we know. We wouldn't be here, not because of Advaita Acharya. We wouldn't be here because of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has introduced us to the Panchatattva and to Advaita Acharya. So the compassionate nature of the begging prayers, you know, pleading with Lord Chaitanya is in the form of our His divine grace and Sri Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. And He has not placed Advaita Acharya to be worshipped by us, which Advaita Acharya would not accept. Would you worship this personality, Advaita Acharya, by the mercy of His divine grace and Sri Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada? All right, I should stop because the RT is in progress. We can do some kirtan and then thereafter this, Krishna Prasad for everyone. Srila Advaita Acharya ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.